This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI. Also, Tucson, Arizona, my adopted hometown, 790 KNST. Or you can catch me on the free iHeartRadio app. You can also follow me on X at James T. Harris. I have a question to ask you. Did you get your flu shot this season? Did you get your booster? How many boosters are we on right now? Is this the seventh or eighth booster? Let me ask Corey real quick. That's Jesse Kelly's producer. Corey, are you all vaxxed up for the season? He said no. Zero. For those of you who are doing the whole, you know, regimen, okay. This time, though, it's your choice, right? There was no coercion. You weren't forced into it. You weren't your job wasn't threatened, right? Yeah. I'm sorry. I will never, ever forget the whole pandemic. I will not forget the media's role in it, the institutions. I will not forget the medical community. And that's why when I was doing show prep and ran into Dr. Birx. Do you remember Dr. Birx? You probably remember the whole scarf and everything, right? Well, she's back. And she is warning us about the bird flu. Yeah. Yeah. 65 people have contracted H5N1 bird flu. That was last month. And now you have the former Trump administration COVID director, Dr. Deborah Birx. She's out there. She's on CNN primetime warning that America is on the cusp of a new pandemic. She says we need to learn from the mistakes that we made in the past. We need to learn from our original COVID response. Because the bird flu virus, oh my gosh, it's going to be severe.
But it sounds like it doesn't, it sounds like from what you're laying out, you don't think this country has learned from the COVID pandemic.
All right,
and there's not a sense of urgency right now.
Our agencies are making the same mistakes they made with COVID.
Oh no.
The principle, number two principle of pandemic is detect. And the only way to detect for viruses is to test. Oh. You cannot see a virus through symptoms. You miss so many cases. Yet we're still talking about flu-like illness. Well, there is no flu-like illness.
Really?
There's RSV.
Okay.
Respiratory syncytial virus. Right. It causes croup. Parents know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
There's mycoplasma pneumonia circulating right now. There's flu circulating right now. Flu. And soon there'll be COVID circulating.
How do you know these things, Dr. Birx? How do you know? You just tack them off. Did the one follow the other? Is that following the science? One follows the other? Because I remember one year, Dr. Birx, we didn't have flu. Nobody died from the flu. Do you remember? It was all COVID. If you fell and broke your arm, COVID. If you got pushed out of a speeding vehicle, COVID. Now, all of a sudden, Dr. Birx is telling us, first you have the croup, and then you have this. Then you know the flu's out there, and then COVID's coming. Girl, Dr. Deborah Birx.
Those are all coughing respiratory illnesses that look the same. Mm-hmm. We should not be tracking illnesses by symptoms. We should track them only by testing so that parents know whether their child has RSV or flu so they can protect their grandparents.
Lord have mercy.
And their grandparents can know whether they have RSV or flu or COVID because flu and COVID are treatable.
Flu and COVID are treatable. So go ahead and get the flu vaccine and all that kind of stuff, but you might still get the flu because really it's a guessing game of what strain it is. They're trying to, they never really know. It's kind of a guessing game. And I guess the same thing now they're saying about COVID. I remember when COVID was deadly. Dr. Birx is telling me it's treatable. Remember when if you didn't get the vaccine, you were going to die or you're going to make your grandma die. I tell you.
Diagnostic tests out there.
Testing.
And I know if CMS tomorrow said, you know what, we're not going to pay for that doctor's visit unless you have a definitive diagnosis, mm-hmm. we'd have better respiratory tests within 4 weeks.
Oh!
Because our private sector will respond. If there's a need and there's a way to be reimbursed, they will make the product.
They will. The private sector will respond if there's a need. Testing, she said. Testing. Do you remember you were doing all that testing back then? Those of you who were like caught up into the you know, the mind killer, the fear. You would test weekly to decide whether or not you're going to go to work. Oh, Lord, I tested positive for the COVID. I better tell everybody. So I better sit distance. I didn't do any of that. No, I have never been tested. No. It blows my mind. People were getting the test first. You know, your employers would provide you with the test kit. Then you could go down there to the Walgreens or anything and buy the test kit. Oh, no. Now they're trying to start that up again. I tested positive for COVID. So, that's my response. So, well, I'm going to let everybody know so then we'll shut down. No, you ain't telling nobody. You're not, you're going to cut into my livelihood because of your insecurities? Dr. Birx says that we need to test. We have to do more testing. Testing is the key. Do you remember how well testing worked last time around? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we can get into the whole testing facade one more time. And, you know, all of the false readings. Do you remember all of that? Oh, the thing said you had COVID, but you really didn't have COVID because it was a false reading. How many billions of dollars did the pharmaceuticals make on the test kits? Come on, y'all. Come on. Dr. Deborah Birx.
Right now. So instead of burying our head in the sand and acting like they're over there by themselves and there's not a lot of people who think that way, mm-hmm. we need to bring everybody into the same discussion. Hopefully that will happen in the hearings where we can hear from the individuals.
Oh, she's talking about the people that they are going to nominate, you know, like RFK Jr., because the moderator here, or just she say CNN anchor, is trying to get her to break bad on RFK Jr. At least Dr. Birx has enough common sense not to do that. She's saying, we need to all sit down at the table and talk to each other. But my problem is that when Dr. Birx is saying this with her scarf on, because she still wears those scarves, that's her signature piece. Sort of like me and my cowboy hat. She got a big old smile on her face. And I don't like her. I don't like somebody who's smiling when they're talking about bird flu and pandemics and death.
And there can be that exchange. And out of that can come people moving more towards the center of the response that we need.
Centered response.
There were states uh-huh. that probably over lockdown.
You think?
And we just have to admit that and say, what are we going to do?
Oh, we can admit that, 3 years after the fact, Deborah? Wait a minute. Didn't Deborah, tell everybody to distance and then she went home for Thanksgiving and was hanging out with the family? That was Deborah Birx who did that.
Where is our school guidance for the next pandemic? That's what we need.
We need
practical school guidance. I was out on the road keeping universities and schools open. How did we do it? Testing. Once a week testing. Didn't quarantine. Just removed the acute cases. and they didn't have any campus spread. Mm. So we know how to do it, we're not using everything that we learned and applying it, because now we're just arguing about individuals on either side.
Right? No, don't try to make this political. Deborah, did you step down? Why are you back? What is your response to this? They're talking about the bird flu. Oh, yeah. The H5N1. It's supposed to be bad this year. They're already killing chickens. Now they're telling you that you need to get your vaccine so you don't get hit with this. We need to learn from what we learned before. You need to at least be tested multiple times. That's right. And you know what? Maybe we went too far in closing down schools. But that don't mean we won't do it again, especially if you live in a blue state with a blue city. Are they really trying to crank this up again? As someone who did not participate in the pandemic the last time, I don't know what to tell you. I don't give a hot damn what they do. I know what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do anything they tell me to do. Oh, there's a new cause of cancer out there as well. Yeah. The doctors following the science want to warn you not to consume a certain product that is everywhere. Ubiquitous. We'll talk about that coming up next. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, my friends. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST out of Tucson, my adopted hometown. You can hear my show, The Conservative Circus. You can, get the free iHeartRadio app and check it out 6 till 10, Monday through Friday. Or follow me on X at James T. Harris. Fat Bottom Girls. Oh, that brought back memories. That's Queen when I was growing up. See, the problem with me is I have the visuals that go along with that. I remember the album cover. I remember riding down the school. There were Fat Bottom Girls in the neighborhood, too, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Well, not as fat bottom as they are today. That has a lot to do with our diet. And so we're finding out. We followed the government's food program, you see, the pyramid. We did it for years. How's it working out for us? We're fat. One of the fattest countries in the world. And each year, around this time of year, what do we have? We have people out there that are telling us what we need to do. We got people out there that are telling us to change our diet. We have all kinds of diets that we could be on to help alleviate the fact that Americans are obese, that we are overweight. It's kind of a dance, isn't it? And we're always finding out new things about our diets. We're always finding out we could take this pill, we could take that pill, we could eat this, eat that. But then the science is always a few steps ahead of us, aren't they? They are. And now they're warning us of a new danger. They're warning us that something that many of us indulge in often could be causing us to get sick, causing us cancer. The U.S. Surgeon General has a new warning.
Surgeon General is sounding the alarm about the link between alcohol and increased cancer risk.
Oh.
In a new advisory, he's linking alcohol consumption to 7 types of cancer and is calling for warning labels on alcoholic beverages, just like the ones you see on cigarettes. CNN's Meg Terrell is joining us now with the details. This is quite something.
This is.
I'm very curious to hear what these links are.
Well, what is it, Meg?
Yeah, Sarah, I mean, this is the direction that the scientific research has been headed for some time. We've increasingly been hearing that no amount of alcohol is really recommended for your health. And that really goes against the suggestions we've been hearing since the 90s that maybe alcohol, at least in moderation, maybe red wine, maybe it's good for you. Increasingly, that's been going in the opposite direction. And so,
oh, my goodness. No red wine? In moderation, no longer in moderation anymore. You're telling me that all alcohol is bad? I don't know. This is a game changer. Based on the science, I think I'm going to have to change my behavior altogether. Based on the science, I think that not just me, but you, everyone, should abstain. I think that this should be mandated by the government. This is a new serious risk. People have been drinking for ages. People have been drinking forever. Only now are we learning that it's causing cancer.
So today, the U.S. Surgeon General is issuing this advisory, noting that alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the United States after tobacco and obesity.
Holy cow!
And notes that even though...
Wait a minute. Tobacco, fatness, and drinking. It's a trifecta!
Research has been emerging. A majority of Americans actually don't realize that risk between alcohol and cancer.
I didn't realize
that. In their release, they're noting that alcohol consumption increases the risk of at least seven different types of cancer.
Holy cow.
And as part of this advisory, the Surgeon General is also calling for an update to the health warning labels on alcoholic beverages.
We need more warning labels. Did you hear that? More warning labels. Warning. Drinking a fifth of gin can cause cancer. Warning. If you are fat and you smoke and you drink, it's not healthy. This is what our government's doing. Can I put on my... I think I talked about this yesterday. I don't like doing this, but I got to put on my conspiracy theory hat because they're talking about cancer out here, you know, if I'm drinking, but there's other stuff that's happened they're not really talking about at all. And yet we're seeing some strange things happening. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you my official response to Dr. Birx and the bird flu. I'm going to give you my official response to the latest cancer scare. And then I'm going to get into something we really should be concerned about. And I'm not just talking about those UFOs, even though that's a part of it. Them drones flying around the East. They still flying around the East Coast. We were very concerned before Christmas. I bugged out and I tuned back in. They're still there. And there's more. James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. 550 KYI is my home station. In Tucson, you can hear me at 790 KNST. That's my adopted hometown. But we are the biggest conservative radio talk show in all of Arizona. You can also follow me on X at James T. Harris. Cheeseburgers in Paradise. Oh, yes. The scientists are now coming after your alcoholic beverage. They're saying that there needs to be a warning label that drinking alcohol causes cancer. At least seven of them. At least seven. They said, you know what? You've got alcohol out there. You got cigarette smoking. And of course, you've got obesity. You got fatness.
You go ahead. You keep on kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
Shut your mouth, you thong wearing fatty.
I know he loves sugar, but I checked my pocket. I don't have no donuts. I don't have no cheeseburger. I know you love sugar.
I frankly don't care what the scientists say anymore. I don't care what the doctors say. Oh, after the pandemic, I just respect them a lot less. I got some doctor friends. I trust them. But even in my candid conversation with them, they told me, you know what? If you go against the guidelines, they could end you. I'm more into alternative medicines. I have my own private witch doctor. She's lovely. Very, very good. Helps me out with a lot of stuff, too. No. COVID. The medical COVID response. I'm sorry. Oh, the hospitals were so filled up with people who were suffering. Meanwhile, you got nurses doing dances for TikTok. All the dangers of COVID. Meanwhile, we have children hospitals out there doing what gender service, gender affirming care surgery, cutting off breasts and testicles. I'm sorry. You want me to trust that wackery? I won't do it. When it comes to the CDC, when it comes to the medical community, when it comes to their advice on COVID, on vaccines. There's a guy out there, I think he is an Instagram influencer. His name is Director Phil. He came out with a piece recently concerning the bird flu. I have to say, he says it much better than I could have. So here is Director Phil.
Tell me how this sounds. Dear CDC scientists, government, and woke liberal celebrities, I'm writing you this letter to say I don't care if it's the bird flu, swine flu, alien flu, or zombie flu, I will not be taking a vaccine. I will not be wearing a mask. I will not lock myself down inside my house. I can get bit on my arm by a slow walking zombie and I still won't take the vaccine. My skin could be falling off and I can have an odd craving for brains and I still won't comply. An alien drone can land in my backyard and an alien can jump out of it spitting up green slime everywhere and I still won't wear a mask. Tom Cruise could be running his off down the street being chased by aliens, zombies, and sick birds and I'm still gonna walk to 7-Eleven and mind my damn business because y'all ain't fooling nobody. P.S. I will not be taking the fog vaccine either, so don't even try it. Try Jesus, don't try me. Sincerely, Director Phil.
Try Jesus. You didn't miss anything, Director Phil. Thank you very much for speaking on my behalf as well. Taking that stuff. Are you crazy? After what you have demonstrated, after the children that you have ruined? Oh, we're not even talking about myocarditis. We're not talking about the heart problem. See, we can't talk about it. Too many people took it. Too many young people. We can't talk about the damage. It affects too many people. It makes people too uncomfortable. I don't care what they come up with. I'm like this gentleman. You can't scare me anymore. I'm not doing any of that. But did you hear what he said? The last thing he said, that was kind of scary. I'm not talking or taking any vaccine for the fog either. What fog? What's he talking about? Fog. There is something strange going on in our country. You know, I hear from my friends who believe in chemtrails. And I have to tell you, I'm starting to believe something is something maybe too that I don't know. We've been lied about to so many things. We have just been lying to us. Wasn't it Cat Williams, the comedian? He did say that in 2024, we're in 2025 now, but he said that, you know, all lies will be revealed. He said that. All the deviants are going to be called out. He said that. And he was prophetic. I mean, there's still more to come out, but he was absolutely prophetic.
All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is. All lies will be exposed. That's all.
All lies will be exposed. You mean we see these planes crisscrossing in the air? I went to talk to some of my pilot friends. Hey, are you the cause of all this? No. Wait a minute. Then what? Then what? We got the drones over there on the East Coast buzzing back and forth. What's going on with that? Nobody can tell us. Oh, we're going to do the law. We're going to put up no-fly zones. You can't fly your drones in this area. The drones did not get the memo. The drones are still flying anywhere they want to fly. They're even flying over Donald Trump's place over there in Jersey. Drones are not following the law. And now, you got something else. We've got the legacy media, even the legacy media, maybe that's part of the plan here. The legacy media is talking about the mysterious fog phenomena that's causing panic all over America. Have you been out lately when you've seen a lot of excess fog? And has that fog had a peculiar smell about it? I've witnessed this. That's why I'm talking about it. An unusual amount of fog in Phoenix. All of a sudden, we got this fog, this mist. And there's a smell to it. Like something's burning. Burning rubber. I've seen this twice. Where was I the other night? I was... what city? It was in Phoenix. We were out. It was in Scottsdale. And we were out. I was out with my smoking hot wife. And we're standing next to people. Do you smell that? Yeah, I smell that. What is that? Somebody has laid a lot of rubber. Thick fog sweeping across the country. Locales, you know, cities. They're talking about it on social media as well. The people out there are saying that, you know, this fog has to be triggered by something. Some people have said that these fogs has made them sick. It's not just in America. There's a unusual amount of fog in the United Kingdom as well. What? What's going on? I'm going to tell you some more about this. No, don't get afraid. No, don't. I am not trying to freak you out. Let me just tell you, fear is the great mind killer. There might be some scientific reasoning for this. I'll tell you what. Coming up next, I'll report you decide. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Arizona. We have the biggest conservative talk shows in the state. 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson. You can follow me on X at James T. Harris. The legacy media is now talking about the mystery fog that is causing panic all over America, but it's not just in America. You had the Daily Mail publish an article about this thick fog sweeping across the United States with multiple states, how a burning chemical-like smell has blanketed their communities. Concerned Americans have flooded social media with videos of what looks like white particles raining down and swirling in the air. Some witnesses have also claimed The fog has triggered health symptoms similar to respiratory illness. Now, I have to tell you, I witnessed this myself just a few days ago. I was with my smoking hot wife, and we were out, and we were, this is around New Year's. We were just having a good time with another couple, and we're like, what's that smell? It looks kind of foggy. A couple of weeks ago in downtown Phoenix, I saw the same thing. What in the world is going on?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I think many of us may not be able to handle the truth. We're not getting answers with what's happening with the drones that are flying around on the East Coast. You got people now asking even more questions about the chemtrails. For years, you were a nut. I happened to talk to a pilot. Hey, you guys dropping that stuff out there? No. Then who's doing it? It obviously isn't a natural phenomenon. Now we got the fog. Hey, if they offer up a vaccine for the fog, are you going to take it? The National Weather Service is not denying that there's been a lot of fog lately, and they are not denying that people are getting sick, but they are suggesting that there may be scientific explanations for what we are witnessing. Okay, come on. The National Weather Service issued a dense fog advisory in multiple states, suggesting that there could be a scientific explanation behind these bizarre reports. Okay, come on. What are they? What are the particles? They don't really get into it. What's the chemical smell? Tell me what's going on.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
According to CBS News, the U.S. military conducted more than 200 secret biological warfare tests over populated areas in the United States for a period of 20 years. In one of the very first experiments, U.S. Navy sprayed a bacteria called some name that I can't pronounce in a mist that was unnoticed due to the thick fog in the San Francisco area. What do you mean? Wait, what? You mean to tell me that the U.S. military has used fog to conduct biological experiments in the past? Wait. CBS News is reporting this? What is going on?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
I am entitled.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Can we handle the fact that the United States of America is conducting tests on American citizens? We got CBS News reporting this? And since when has it been acceptable to experiment on the American people? Let's say we can prove that our United States government is experimenting on we the people. What can we do about it? Our government has lied to us over and over again throughout the decades. And this is a part of the reason why you have so many people that are paranoid right now. When most of the people living in a nation no longer trust the government, my friends, that's serious business. We need to take steps to restore trust in our government. Our government continues to make things worse. And I'm telling you, I even debated having this conversation with you on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight, except for the fact that I saw the fog. I saw it. I smelt the acid. I saw it. Which begs the question, if I ever like saw a legitimate UFO, would I come on the Jesse Kelly Show? You know what? I saw you. I was caught up in the mothership. Yeah. I was butt naked. They was doing all kinds of experiments on me. And that's the only thing I can remember. Would I tell you that? Yeah, actually I would. I'm not trying to protect anybody. I'm not trying to protect anybody. I'm questioning everything. I want Cash Patel to get in and just let go of all the records. I want Area 51. I want JFK. I want, yes. I want the moon landing. I want it all. But first, what's going on with the fog? Oh, don't you dare get upset with me. Don't you dare talk about some conspiracy theory. We still got Dr. Fauci that is not answering questions. Oh, remember the Chinese lab? Remember that was conspiracy theory? Oh, we're not even talking about all of the bio labs that are in Ukraine. Y'all better stop. You better stop. These people are serious. These people are serious. When one of my good friends said, he said to me, you know what? They're not playing anymore. He said, like I said, these people are working overtime before the president is sworn in. Fear is a great mind killer. Don't be afraid. If I ever see you again, my name is James C. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.